head over to the livestock side. I feel like I need to have a round of applause or a, well, you are right, because last week we talked about the possibility of some higher prices on this cash cattle market, and that's what we saw.
Neil, they say even a blind sow finds an ear of corn now and then or something like that. It fell to us here that, we got the packer pretty close to the knife and that the available supply here. In the north, you sell two crops of cattle. You have yearlings and you have calves. And typically there's a little gap in between those two. I think this year there's a bigger gap than what I can remember in quite a while. In other words, I think these yearlings are cleaned up and the calves are quite a ways from being fat here yet. And I think you've had a deal where, from a demand standpoint, this beef market's okay. In fact, it's better than okay. Domestic demand continues to be very strong. The hamburger deal is starting to heat up as the weather is, particularly in the East Coast. Their interest in getting the grill dug out from that horrible winter they had. So still trading at a discount. I've mentioned that 100 times with you. I still think that that's a positive stance for the market. And the forward spreads continue to work. I think the cattle market's just fine.
What are your thoughts, though, on these hogs? I mean, there is some better demand out there for them.
You're right. We finally have bought our way back into the demand picture there. And I would say you're probably looking at the dead peak slaughters probably in our rearview mirror, too. Based on the last hog report, it looks like we're going to kill closer to 6% more instead of that, 9, 10, 11% more that we had been the first part of the year. I think the reality of when you can feature pork loins at $1.60, we can sell it. And that's showing up big time here the last week and a half, 2 weeks. So as we move forward into a little better weather, I would think with being able to feature pork at this rate would stabilize it. I actually think that there's maybe, to me, we should be able to get these June hogs someplace back up in this low 80 range myself. But the market has disappointed me more than once this year.